Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. The executive director of Multicaf, the food bank in Côte d'Neige, received the King Charles Coronation Medal for his dedication to the community.
This recognition is not an endpoint, but a motivation to keep pushing forward. Let's continue to believe in our power to act, dream big, and create a future where everyone belongs. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. I accept this medal in all our names.
That was Jean-Sébastien Patrice, the recipient of the medal. The King Charles Coronation III Medal is a special honor awarded to one person in each province or territory for exceptional community contributions. The medal was awarded at a special ceremony at Multicaf. Multicaf is also celebrating its 35th anniversary this year. But it changed very rapidly under the direction of Patrice when he took over in 2017.
When I arrived here, only the employees, we had five permanent employees. Right now we are almost at 30 employees, and during the summer we are at 50 employees. So just that deserve a lot of attention. We used to have numbers of the business affair. It was $580,000 per year. Now it's $7.5 million. So, and the people that we are helping, we used to have in 2017 less than 1,000 people that we serve. Right now it's 16,000 different households. So it's a whole different story.
Patrice managed Multicaf through COVID. He slept in his office during the height of the pandemic to keep his children safe from exposure and stay dedicated to the food bank. Patrice says now the large problems facing Multicaf and the community are inflation and economic instability.
If the economy has some difficulties, people will come here again and again, and that will be a mainstream difficulties for us. So that changed a lot, and the society is always in movement, and we had to adapt each time for the demand, the growing demand.
Demand for Multicaf's food service has risen tenfold in the past year. Under Patrice's guidance, 81% of Multicaf clientele gain independence in about 5 months, no longer requiring the service. That time used to be 18 months before Patrice.
People has to go back to work, go back to school, go back to whatever the style of life they chosen, but they have to go back to be an active for the society. So we worked our head off during 2 years, and we lost $1 million the first year because we bought a lot of things because I didn't want to say no. Because I didn't know how to say no. When there's a family that come here during the winter and they don't, the kid doesn't have boots or a coat, and they are hungry, how would I say no?
Multicaf is now developing a massive food stability center in the Hippodrome area in NDG. Patrice is planning for the center to have greenhouses, gardening, markets, and more food resources for the area. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.